William Hurt joins us. It's a pleasure to speak with you. It's been a very long time, but a big fan, as I always have been. Nice to talk to you, and how are you?
I'm good, Steve. It's a foggy morning in Portland, Oregon, where I am.
How's that different than any other morning in Portland, Oregon?
They're not all as foggy as they are currently, but it won't be foggy in about 5 minutes, we can be sure.
The good news for you is that's about how long this interview is, and you can go outside and enjoy it.
I'm sitting looking at the fog and some trees. It's very pretty. Where are you and when are you? You're in Chicago.
Right.
So you're 2 hours later. So.
Right. And you know, it's the morning show, so nobody knows the trouble we've seen. All right, so let's talk about Beowulf. Beowulf on the Esquire Network. And if you go, wait, the Esquire Network. Everything in television is going to networks and original programming who are committing budgets to do great original programming. And all the biggest stars in films are doing TV. I mean, when you got in the 70s, doing TV was kind of a step down, right?
I think it was then, you know, because the feature format, feature fiction format, was the one where you could do the most, you could delve deeper. Then that changed over time. Some people, you know, they got a little bit too heavy-handed trying to make sure that they had a hit on their hand, and when they stopped taking risks, the risks were where people had to take, chances, and they could do it with technology giving them some more freedom. Like nowadays, you take a look at young people, if they have a will to do it, there's more technological expression ability at their fingertips than ever in history. And some of these guys are turning out some of the best work, the most imaginative and perceptive work. Because they can get their hands, you know, it's not so expensive.
Yeah, and I like the risk taking. I like the fact that some of these entrepreneurs,
the risk factor was everything. Cecil B. DeMille took risks every day. I mean, humongous, huge risk. I mean, and not just financially. I mean, he took immense artistic risks. And sometimes people get cozy or cagey about remembering that the risks you have to take are the risks of perception, not your pocketbook.
I think it's cool that you're introducing this classic literary tale. I'm a big fan of Beowulf, to a whole new generation who might not be familiar with the story.
Yeah, it is. It is absolutely thrilling to be able to wake up these creatures that were born in our minds, the minds of our ancestors, a long, long time ago. And maybe now we're going to get a chance to greet our ancestors again through the inventions that they left us in this new format.
A lot of pressure, though, when you protect, you have to protect all of your kin and all of your people and do it in that sort of costume. I mean, you know, that sucker rides up on you. It's going to be a rough day.
They were all rough days in those days.
So, Andre, I don't know if you looked at the IMDb credits for William Hurt, but he was doing stage. And in 1977, he goes to work, does a little television, does film. The 80s blow up, right? And he does everything in the 80s. You know, he had Big Chill. He had Body Heat.
Kiss of the Spider-Woman.
Broadcast News, Academy Award for Kiss of the Spider-Woman. William Hurt has not stopped working since 1977. I insist you take a day off.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
But you understand what I'm saying. As an actor, the idea is to always be able to work. It looks like you never stopped working.
I do, though. In fact, one of the best things I do for my work is stop working. Like, I'll just go away entirely from any thoughts or time with any kind of entertainment at all. I just shut it all off. And that's when I start to cook. You know, I start getting imagery out of my head, or at least consumerist imagery out of my head. And I just go back and I go into the kitchen, or I go in the garden, or I go kayaking or walking or hiking or something. I get myself out into, you know, the natural world, and that feeds me as much you know, as when I come back, it feeds me to be with creative people, because that's the pleasure.
The cool thing about looking through your credits, though, is you've done, you know, big commercial hits, you've done small films, and it looks like everything in between. I feel like you haven't missed a single genre. Is there something that comes to you now that you go, man, that's one thing I've never done?
Hip-hop.
Rap.
I got your name. It's Ice Hurt.
I'm waiting for Cronenberg to call me with one.
That would be fantastic. We're back to Compton, and it's William Hurt in the lead role.
Sorry. Is there a question there?
No. No, I was just writing your next movie.
Two of my favorite movies.
Oh, okay, there's things that I had. I remember working with Woody Allen one time, and he said, "Do you improv?" And I went, "What do you mean? Will you make up lines?" And I go, "Well, I do if I'm prepared." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, I think improvisation requires just as much preparation as saying a line that's written on a page." And I was working on a project called Alice at that time, and I kind of ran away from that challenge that day. But I would love to work on a project which was entirely improvised, as long as we worked on it as hard as the people at studio, the second stage worked on that principle, for instance, because it's just as deeply character-based, it's just as deeply idiosyncratic, and it's just as deeply meaningful as anything that's scripted. The question is whether or not you're going to prepare well enough in the format that you're using that day. So there are a lot of things I haven't done.
Was there any improv on the set of The Big Chill? Because I'm telling you, that's one of my favorite movies to this day. One of the greatest casts, I think, ever.
And that was also very well prepared. I mean, we rehearsed a solid 3 weeks on that project. And that's one of the reasons it looks so naturalistic, looks so, you know, real, is because it was so well prepared. And when you say well prepared, it doesn't mean that you've glossed over the questions. You haven't entombed them in the description of themselves. You're actually allowing yourself to be more vulnerable, more alive. By preparing, you're not holding yourself up. You're not fortifying yourself against surprises. You're creating surprises.
It's a great.
We explored that material. Mm-hmm.
It's a great, great lesson for young actors and actresses. You know, if you're going to hear one thing from this, hear that. The Esquire Network, second original scripted series with the premiere of Beowulf. I shouldn't say the premiere. It airs Saturday nights. We're on episode, I'm trying to think, it's three or four now, maybe five coming up. And it's
making 13
in all. 13 in this run?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I salute you. Listen, I have great respect for how hard you work. And been a big fan forever, and we don't get the chance to talk very often, but it's always a hoot when we do. And I hope the fog clears, because I'd like you to go outside and play now.
Oh, I can play in the fog.
William Hurt, thank you, sir. Good luck with Beowulf.